From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Rescuers have had to pull out of a West Virginia coal mine again where they were hoping to find four trapped miners. Kevin Strickland is a Federal Mine Safety Administration spokesman. He says the rescuers reached one shelter chamber, found it not deployed, and encountered a new danger.
They then broke the plane and went in these four connecting entries. We have smoke in all four of those entries, indicating that we have a fire somewhere.
25 people are known dead after Monday's explosion. The Massey Energy Mine has been cited numerous times for safety violations. President Obama's on his way home from the Czech Republic. He signed a nuclear arms reduction treaty with Russia. Lawmakers in both countries must ratify it before it can take effect. Israel's prime minister has canceled a trip to a White House-sponsored nuclear security conference in Washington. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports on some of the issues in play.
The announcement that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu won't attend the summit came in response to concerns that a group of Muslim countries would try to get Israel to declare the existence of its suspected nuclear arsenal. Israel is believed to be the only nuclear-armed power in the Middle East, but it has never confirmed or denied it. It has not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. That means it avoids mandatory international inspections of its nuclear facilities. International experts believe, though, that Israel has up to 200 nuclear bombs stockpiled. Its policy of ambiguity is supposed to act as a deterrent while preventing an arms race. Some Islamic regimes, though, accuse Israel of hypocrisy. Israel is determined to stop countries like Iran from getting the bomb, they say, while keeping its own suspected nuclear arsenal away from international inspections. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
An American aircraft carrying soldiers and civilians has gone down in Afghanistan. NATO officials say three U.S. service members and one civilian employee are dead. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Kabul. She reports several other service members are injured.
NATO says that the American Air Force plane carrying U.S. forces crashed late in the evening near Khalat City, the capital of Zabul province in the southern part of Afghanistan. NATO officials say the cause of the crash is not known at this time, and the incident is still under investigation. But a spokesman for the Taliban claimed militants shot down the aircraft. A local government spokesman initially backed up that claim. The official later reversed his statement, saying the aircraft crashed due to mechanical problems. The injured were evacuated to a nearby base. The aircraft, a CV-22 Osprey, is normally used for infiltration and resupply missions by U.S. Special Forces. The rugged Zabul province shares a border with Pakistan and is heavily infested by the Taliban and other extremists. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Investors feeling positive about growth prospects in Asia have pushed stock prices up today. This is NPR News. Anatoly Dobrynin, a senior diplomat who represented the Soviet Union through the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962 and in major negotiations to limit the growth of nuclear arsenals, has died at age 90. Russian news agencies and independent reports say Dobrynin died in Moscow. Dobrynin's death comes the same week that President Obama and Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev signed a new nuclear weapons reduction treaty in Prague. 50-year-old Fred Couples leads the Masters Golf Tournament as play begins on day two at Augusta, Georgia. Couples continues his recent hot streak, shooting a 6-under-par 66 in the opening round. Tiger Woods, who is returning from a nearly five-month layoff due to a sex scandal, is two strokes behind. NPR's Tom Goldman is covering the tournament.
An attractive leaderboard is what golfers refer to when the best, most famous, and hottest players on tour are near the top. That would make the Masters leaderboard after one round drop-dead gorgeous. Fan favorite Fred Couples leads. 60-year-old Tom Watson, the oldest player in the field, is in a tie for second with big names like Phil Mickelson and PGA champion Y.E. Yang. Right behind them, Tiger Woods. His 4-under par 68 was a personal best for an opening round at Augusta. Woods showed no rest from his layoff and said afterwards the difficult Augusta National course was made easier by where the pins were placed on the greens. He speculated that might have been because officials wanted to guarantee an exciting first round with lots of low scores. They got their wish with 31 players under par. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Augusta.
This is NPR News from Washington.